From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, new polls on the presidential candidates. One shows a big shift for the Democrats. We'll have more in a moment.
First, Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke is on Capitol Hill again today, talking about the plan for a bailout on Wall Street. And here's a sense of what he's saying.
The intensification of financial stress in recent weeks, which will make lenders still more cautious about extending credit to households and business, could prove a significant further drag on growth.
Pass that plan, he's saying. Also talking to Congress, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, and President Bush issued a statement saying the administration will work with lawmakers to agree on a robust plan to handle the crisis. The White House says the president may ask for TV time for a speech to the nation.
Not everyone is thrilled with this plan. Andrew Ross Sorkin is a columnist for The New York Times, and he joins us now. And Andrew, you had a column yesterday in The New York Times where you were sharply critical of this plan. What's wrong with it?
Well, if you'd indulge me, I'll read you just one little passage, and in my mind, it's stunning. And the passage reads the following. Decisions by the Secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-reviewable and committed to agency discretion and may not be reviewed by any court of law or any administrative agency. Period. End of quote. And I think when you look at that and you see the sort of power grab that the Treasury Department is making in this $700 billion proposal, it's somewhat astonishing because there's no oversight. And that's not to say that this proposal is a bad one. It's not to say that this is the wrong way to do it in that the $700 billion and the actual mechanisms that they're considering are right or wrong. I'm not even making a judgment on that. The judgment, though, that I think even in Washington have already come to in the past 24 hours is that the approach that the Treasury Department and the Fed are taking in terms of their ability to oversee this without any oversight, frankly, is the problem.
And it seemed to be that the Treasury Department was relenting a little bit on that Treasury Secretary Paulson.
You know, that was actually very interesting to watch Hank Paulson. You know, he said he would welcome oversight and he would welcome transparency. And that's all well and good. But the question then becomes, why would you write this directly into the first draft of your bill? It reads like the Financial Patriot Act. They have told us that the world is coming to an end and that they need these very special powers to save us.
And they're pushing for it to be adopted in a week.
By Friday.
Yeah,
they get their way, it'll be by Friday.
Well, there are a lot of other problems that people have with this. And one of them you point out is that banks could actually do really well under this plan in terms of getting even more business.
Right. Within the context of the actual mechanism that they are proposing, it seems at the moment that the real folks who are going to succeed from this are the Wall Street banks, and the price they're going to have to pay seems to be too low. Not only does it seem to be too low, it seems that the taxpayer is not going to get any benefit if they actually do succeed. So if the stocks of these financial companies, which are being rescued by Wall Street, actually do go up, the taxpayer is going to get nothing for it. So I think those are the issues that people are grappling with. And of course, the Democrats and the Republicans are also fighting over how to help, you know, folks with their mortgages and how to rein in executive compensation, all of those things. But to me, the most critical issues are, if we're going to spend $700 billion, what are we getting for it? Are we going to get fair prices? And are we going to actually be able to save ourselves before Wall Street saves itself?
Okay, so what are some alternatives out there, some viable alternatives?
That is the $700 billion question this morning. You know, some economists have a view that perhaps what you do is you take these subprime assets off the balance sheets of the Wall Street banks, but at the same time, you collect what are called warrants, effectively shares in the banks. So ostensibly, if the future of Wall Street is better, if their stocks go up, the taxpayer benefits. I think that there are a number of proposals like that that people are thinking of, but frankly, I don't think they're moving far enough or close enough into the action of Washington to be considered.
So they're actually going to just look at this plan, do some tinkering, and vote yay or nay?
It doesn't seem like they're moving that far away from this plan. And I think that to the extent that Hank Paulson and Ben Bernanke have made a terrific case in their way of telling Washington that there is a severe problem and this is a crisis and then something needs to get done quickly and this is their proposal, I think people are following that. I think it's going to be very hard to get them off of this messaging.
Andrew Ross Sorkin of The New York Times, he's the chief mergers and acquisitions reporter at that paper. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you can weigh in with your thoughts at our blog, npr.org/daydreaming. There's a posting there, bailout, yes or no. Tell us what you want the government to do.